Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, look at this. It's Monday already on 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy. Scott Pisano here. Sandy Waters right there. Here we go. April 15th. Happy Tax Day. The average person spends 8 hours fretting and stressing over taxes instead of just doing them.
You know what? I think that's lower than what it really is.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just terrible. It's the anxiety, it's the fear, it's the everything.
Oh, like, it's the worst.
The country's all about help your mental health. That's a great way to help our mental health.
No.
Is to get rid of them. Get rid of taxes.
Jeez. I mean, I think taxes exist for the mental health industry. It helps people.
Does it?
Go to their therapist. It keeps therapists
employed. I see what you're saying. I was like, wait, how?
We're in that way. All right, let's do sunny and 60 today. You want to?
Yes, let's, please.
Tomorrow, sunny and 62. It's going to be nice. Rest of the week, I don't know, chances, 30-40% chance of rain throughout the rest of the week, but no big deal. No big deal. Here we are on Monday. Oh, God.
Anybody have anything exciting that you want to share with everybody that happened over the weekend? Let us know.
Yeah.
Always call into the show, especially on a Monday. Please just make a note to call into the show on Mondays.
Yeah, you know, we're begging.
Well, we're not begging.
Please.
But we're begging. No.
Please.
It sounds terrible. We're not desperate.
Well,
was your
house a calm oasis of the Masters tournament from Augusta, Georgia?
Oh, it was on all day.
There's something
every
calming.
TV.
There's something calming about watching golf. And I don't really know anything about golf. I watch it. I know Scottie Scheffler because he's got my first name. And Tiger did it but didn't again. But like, what is it about just having golf on and seeing it and just like, I don't know, there's something about it.
Is it calming? Is
yeah.
that what you're saying? It's kind of like relaxing, calming?
Yeah, it makes you slow down because it's slow and it's like analytic and it's like...
I love the sounds. The sounds of the golf ball. The club.
Oh, the hit? The
whoosh. Yeah, the club's... oh my God, I can't even talk. Whatever. You know, the grass sound, the hitting off
just everything. The TV part of it, or when you're at a golf course.
Well, I guess
you're all golf all the time with your daughter, right?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say all golf all the time, but yes, I see. Yes. But I didn't realize this, that the Masters are for profit. Okay, so it's really truly made for TV, and they're a for profit whatever the Masters.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Right.
So the sand pit. Why are you?
I never
me
thought a, of it for nonprofit and for pro, like kind of like division.
I don't know.
Thing.
Whatever.
Anyway.
I'm just kind of trying to tell you how my husband said.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
All right.
Okay. So the sand pits.
Yes.
Are granulated quartz.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's not. Well, sand is anyway, but they use special Yeah.
To make it look good for TV.
Yeah, right.
I didn't realize
that. Because sand isn't white. Quartz is white. Ground up quartz is white. But like normal sand looks like dirt.
I've been to the beach before, white sand beach.
Yes, there's white sand beaches.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. No, yeah. Isn't that funny?
Like I did not know that. Yeah. I'm so impressed you knew that.
I did.
Wow.
I saw the TikTok. I'm caught up.
I'm caught up. I saw the TikTok.
I'm caught up. I'm just joking on that. Yeah, no. So, no, when you go buy sand for your kid's sandbox at Lowe's, it's like tan. You're like,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, no, you're right. It's ground up quartz.
But wait a minute. Okay. Yeah.
And you know whatever. What grows next to quartz?
What?
In mineral world, gold.
Okay.
When you're panning for gold or finding gold and you find quartz, then there's gold nearby.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Just in case you want to be a panning for gold.
Gosh, Scotty, I know. So much.
I know. Thanks to TikTok.
Hey. About the sediments. No,
Right round, 98.9, The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy, Scott Spaziano. I'm a little right round here, a little bit.
Right, belly,
and Sandy Waters, Svelte. What?
You are not. You used to be.
I know.
Used to pop off all the time in the middle of a meeting.
My button would pop open. Yeah, I know, right?
Now shirt, shirt button, that pants, shirt.
Right, yeah, no. No gut anymore. It's great. It's wonderful.
Anyhow.
That's what having a four-year-old does to you. You don't sleep, you don't eat, and you lose weight. It's wonderful.
Yeah. It's
damn tight. Welcome to Spaziano and Sandy, 6:05, Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters, sunny and 60 today. Yay. Tomorrow, sunny and 60.
Who's dealing with allergies? I guess it's supposed to be really, really bad this year.
Really?
Is what they're saying.
I did notice the dogwood trees down at the corner. Everything's popped open, you know, all these beautiful blossoms everywhere.
Cherry blossom season.
Yeah.
And that tree,
Magnolia?
No, the name of the tree that they were trying to outlaw.
Oh, the peach tree?
Oh, pear.
Pear tree?
Pear blossom, whatever the heck it's called, the one that stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went on a walk the other yesterday with my daughter, and I'm like, oh. Can you smell it? And she goes, what? I go, see that tree right there? They're trying to outlaw them. And she goes, why? It smells pretty.
It does?
It's such a weird smell. I wouldn't say it's bad. I kind of like it too. But it's so weird.
It's not necessarily sweet.
No.
It's pungent. What is it? Is it ammonia smelling? Like cat pee? What's it smell like?
I don't think it's cat pee smell. People would say it smells like dirty socks, but I don't know. Somebody else, do you know what I'm talking about with tree? How would you describe that smell? It's so hard to describe, but it's just so strong. Like we have like 1, 2, 3, about 7 of them lining up going into the neighborhood.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, you can smell it. I'm towards the front of the neighborhood, so you can smell it at my house.
Oh God.
They're just strong.
But it doesn't last long, right? During the blossoms and then it's done.
Doesn't it bum you out? Because cherry blossoms are so pretty. But we can't even be outside and enjoy it because it's still a little chilly and yucky.
Oh, no.
Like, what, 2 weeks?
The magnolias on Oxford Street. Now, I know there's a magnolia or two tree on the way to my house. That are really starting to pop that are beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And the ones on Oxford is the ones that I always remembered when I lived in the city. They're just beautiful, lining up and down that, you know, because Oxford's got the boulevard in the center. It's got the little grass thing in the middle. You know, I don't, you know, that's not the only thing. I'm not afflicted by allergies, luckily.
Luckily.
Yeah, I know, right? Hi, The Buzz. Morning.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Trucker Ray in the house, first call of the morning. What's up, man?
Hi, can we kind of maybe get rid of those cottonwood trees?
Oh, the cottonwoods. Jesus, I know.
Oh, man, those things between allergies and what they do to air intake systems, you got pain right in the backside.
Do they affect your vehicle?
Oh, yeah. If you're in an area that has a lot of that and you're driving through it, or it's a cluster of them on the ground and you suck it up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That can. I've seen it makes mainly like construction equipment and equipment that doesn't move that fast. It picks it up in the air, circulates, it sucks it in, it will overheat your vehicle very quickly.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know it gets in my...
With your AC systems.
You're right. I was going to say
AC
my...
AC systems and stuff?
Yeah, my AC, my air conditioning unit outside.
Do you have a lot of them, Scotty?
I have not on my property, but two or three down. There's it infests the neighborhood. I always like those videos where you can...
neighborhoods I go through, it looks like it's snowed.
Yeah, I know,
oh,
right?
Oh, I hate that. I know.
Are cotton trees out yet or no? They're not quite out yet, are they?
I don't think they're quite out yet, and I think they do it twice a year.
Oh, God. There's a tree...
I'm not...
Yeah, there's this tree that we have that is looming over our camper, which is the bane of our existence.
You Sandy, always we're have talking, one of those trees. You have one at your house in Webster and now in your camper, too.
What do you mean? No, not like this. This I don't wish this on my worst enemies. This thing, when it buds, it drops these teardrop-shaped, like, sticky, like...
Yep.
Teardrops and
sticky in it. Yep.
And they stick on everything. They get in between the dog's paws. They stain everything.
Cut it down. Can you cut it down?
No, you can't cut it down. It's a
why not?
I don't own the property. It's
well,
not mine.
Just cut it down in the middle of the night. Nobody will know. If you have a neighbor, here's a question for both of you and anyone else. 818-2899. If you have a neighbor or a couple houses down who has one of those sticky trees or the cottonwood trees and it like just bothers you, can you ask them to cut it down?
Oh,
or, like,
sure.
One of those
can you
stinky-
go drop a couple grand for me, please? It's inconvenient. Go away, Waters. Bye, Ray.
Yeah, but
you're so unreasonable to think of that.
Wait, no. Because I have a neighbor. The neighbor across the street has one of those stinky pear trees. Now, some people really hate that smell because it's so pungent.
So you're going to go over and ask him to drop a grand to drop a tree.
That tree isn't that, I mean, I guess it's going to cost a lot of money, but it's not that big of a tree.
So you're going to ask him to drop $600 to drop a tree because
here,
you want
borrow
it.
My chainsaw. Yeah, can you? Be like, I have an allergy. Like, what if you're allergic to your neighbor's tree?
Guess what? There's another tree somewhere else that's going to hit your allergy.
I know, but you're right screwed. Next door, I say middle of the night, 2 a.m.
Sure.
With that chainsaw.
Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. Suzanne and Sandy, opening weekend for a lot of campsites, campgrounds, and, you know, like marinas and stuff like that. Usually middle of April is when things start to turn on for the spring, summer. And
you're going to do your victory lap?
Of opening our camper this weekend. Yeah. You know, Fridays.
Yeah, Friday, Scott's like, okay, I want to go up. I know it's supposed to be rainy, but I want to go up. We got to go up. But my wife, I know she's going to say it's too muddy and yucky and we're not going to go up.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, we got our new camper put in like late in the fall, like 3-4 weeks before we closed. So we only got to be in it a couple of times before we had to shut it down. So really, really looking forward to opening the brand new camper. But because it's a brand new camper, the deck out in front was rotted. Remember all the problems I had with it? That had to be torn out. So now it is literally a giant, you know, 10 by 20 pad of mud out in front of our camper. And I've got these like those rugs, those indoor-outdoor rugs that you can buy that are like plastic.
Yeah.
They pretty much look like they're woven plastic.
Yeah.
I've got one of those down. I've got rocks on it to keep it from blowing. So I get up there and the thing is all like curled up and there's mud everywhere and rocks and I splay it out. And I said to my wife, I said, listen, I'm going to head up. When you get done with work, you grab Ellie and we coordinated so that she'd be behind me. So I'd go. I had to put in it takes two car batteries. You got to hook up and you got to jump them and then you got to get the power in and you got to get the water in it. You got to flush out all the lines. So at about 4 o'clock, I called her. I'm like, hey, we're up and running. The heat is on. The propane works. The heater works. Everything's good. Come on up. She's like, I'm on my way. She's all excited.
Ooh.
We get up there, and by that time, I have like completely detailed the whole place inside.
Oh, I love it.
A couple of ladybugs, you know, a couple of dead bugs and spider webs and whatever. Oh, no mice, thank God.
Your wife is so lucky.
Yeah.
She didn't have to do any of
that. Nothing.
It's all ready for her.
I'm like, just bring pillows and some sheets and blankets and stuff and a bag of Ellie's toys so she can play, and that's it. So we get up there, and we go to dinner at Turtle Cove. We had the best time, and it's just, like, awesome. We get back, and it's dark, and time to go night-night, and we're watching TV. Ellie falls asleep on our lap. It's just wonderful to go to sleep. And because my body clock wakes me up at ungod o'clock every morning, doesn't matter if it's the weekend, I get up, and it's raining. It's howling, the winds. And I sit down and turn the TV on, closed captions, watching with no sound.
You're so polite.
I know.
You are the most polite husband.
I try. And it was blowing wind so hard, so forcefully, the camper felt like it was rocking back and forth, like it was an earthquake, like to the point we have a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
And you know the little weight that hangs down that you pull the thing? It was clicking, clanking against the blades.
Really?
It was swinging.
Oh, I didn't think the campers moved that much. Was it that windy?
It was windy. And
I'm trying to think of what it was like on Saturday morning.
We have one of those live, laugh, love, like pieces of wood thing, you know, board things.
Yeah.
Like so everything's good at the lake or whatever. And it was sitting up, you know, on one of the cabinets. It literally fell off, like fell to the ground. And I'm like, oh my God, there's something going on here. My wife wakes up at 6 o'clock. Ellie comes out about 5:45. Dad, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of windy out. Jill wakes up. She is miserable. She's like, I haven't been able to sleep since 3 a.m. It's been windy. It's rocking. It's da. And she, I've got a migraine. I haven't slept. I'm like, she literally grabs
this is your idea.
She grabs her purse and runs out. And I go outside to bring her bag. And she goes, put it in the front seat. She gets it. She just drives away. She just left. Like, Ellie, like, I come back in. She's like, where's mommy?
Wait, she's still in her pajamas and everything?
Literally in her pajamas and just put her coat on and left. And drove an hour home.
Oh, she was so...
I got home. And so, and it leaves me with, like, okay, now what do I do?
Do you have to follow her? Do you have to just let her go?
Do like make breakfast?
Do you say you're sorry?
What do I have to bring back? There's like perishables in the front. Like, what do I, so I grab, and there's a pile of, she had a whole bunch of like other sheets and stuff that I had to bring home. So I piled stuff in the car and left. What?
Wait, did you immediately leave or did you just enjoy the rocking and rolling of the wind?
Pretty much.
Oh, you just left.
Do you realize we got home?
Yeah.
After going to McDonald's for breakfast at 7:45 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what time we got home. We had been up for like hours. That was like,
oh my gosh. See, and she did not want to go up because it was going to be a lousy weekend. She told you.
She did.
The one time she gave you your way.
Yeah.
She let you win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my. That so is hysterical. That. She's like, I'm out.
Water's streaming in the camper.
Were you tiptoeing into the house like, sorry, babe?
Oh no. She was in bed. Like sleeping like till like 10 o'clock.
Hey, migraines are the worst. If she was getting a migraine.
She got a migraine and she was like, I'm out.
And it just doesn't go away. You got to properly take care of a migraine.
Oh, no. It was all day. Saturday was like, turn the lights off. Don't bother me. Like, I'll see you on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. You will never, ever, win another battle again.
Nope. Ever.
The one time.
Ever. Ever. I'm just going to go.
Anyone have that, by the way? Anyone have that, like, whatever it is, your cabin, your trail, or your camper, whatever it is?
Yeah.
Your spouse loves it so stinking much that's it. You just, it's like not equal love for it. Because I'm sure your situation, like your wife is just kind of trying to make you happy with this. Like yeah. she's faking it for you, right?
I mean, she loves it up there, but not as much as I do.
Right. She loves it. Okay, who doesn't love sitting by the water? But on a perfect day, she loves it.
Right. It has to be 80 and sunny. Yes.
Whenever the elements are not pristine and perfect, then that's it. Peace out.
On the other hand, love it when you're up there and it's cold and rainy and you're inside this nice little warm little cottagey cabiny thing. It's like, I love it.
See, my husband would be the same. No, I'm not. I think a lot of people listening, and I don't know if you have time to call in now, 818-2899, but I think there's a lot of people who are listening who are like, yeah, absolutely. A lot of couples deal with that. I don't think this is unique.
This is one of these, honey, you go up, I'll see you when you get back.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Good morning, 641, Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. They took 100 CEOs.
Okay.
And asked them a question. The ones who were able to answer it, they were like, yes. And 30% of these 100, that's so 30% of these CEOs said they are seriously thinking about shifting away from the 5-day work week. Now, if that's if that's any indication, that's big news. That's how they said they may consider a 4-day work week or maybe a 4.5-day week. So you like Fridays or half days and peace out.
Oh, I like that.
I know. Well,
okay, so here's the thing. We'd like it because who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
Who would say, honestly, no, please, I want to keep the 5-day? Unless, do we have to work more hours during the 4-day?
Actually, they didn't say that, but they did say back in November, a poll said they'd be willing to work, people would be willing to work longer hours for shorter work week. So like 10-hour days instead of 8-hour days. So 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. or something like that.
The lines are so blurred for so many of us, though. Mm-hmm. Like, really, do you have a start time and an end time to your work day? Honestly, who can honestly say that?
Right.
Nobody.
Except us.
Very rare. Right? Because we're constantly being pestered by work with emails and text messages and whatever. Like, we never really can unhook. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know if you can. Please let us know because I'm going to switch jobs.
No, that's awesome. And, yeah.
But anyhow, so it's almost like, and I'm going to be for this, I'm going to put my name under check mark for it, but it's almost like once we get it, if we do, we will become so comfortable and used to it. Then we'll bitch about that and we'll be like, we need a 3-day work week.
Oh, God. No, well, it's almost like that whole flexible time off thing instead of vacations that people are doing.
Oh, I like that.
No, I hate it. It's
you
guilt.
Do?
It's guilt-ridden, and okay, I don't play guilt. I don't do guilt well.
Statistically, they say that the flex time away, and I don't know if your company adopted that, but the flex time away statistically does work in the employer's favor because of exactly that reason, Scotty.
People don't take the time. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
People feel guilty, and they don't take advantage of it.
And back in the day of the use it or lose it, it was better. It forced you to take that time out and you didn't feel bad about it. Like vacations would like if we got like 3 weeks or whatever, if we didn't use it, then
we would take the entire month of December off. Scotty and I was like right after Scott's birthday on December 3rd.
5th. Thanks a lot.
Sorry. Jill Schlesinger's is December 3rd.
Yes.
Scott's birthday, December 5th. That's it. Peace out. We're done. But now we can't do that. But you know what? I am the opposite. I feel less guilty with the flex time away because I'm like, hey, it's flex time away.
Really?
You say I can. Yeah.
The woman who's mired in guilt that's literally built your life.
Yeah.
You don't feel bad about that.
No, but I am bummed that we can't take a whole month off anymore.
Well,
they'll never approve that. But
that's a European thing, right? That's what they do in Europe. They take like a whole month, right?
Yes. If we could only live in Europe. You have a kid, man, you get the whole year.
What do you mean?
Whole kid for maternity.
Wait, if you have a baby,
leave.
You get a year off?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
With pay?
Yeah. They can't find a replacement for you either. You are guaranteed your exact job.
Nice.
Isn't that fantastic?
Both mom and dad?
I don't know about maternity leave. I'm not sure.
I'll take America's, all of our problems over, you know, having to go to 10 different stores to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, okay, so when do we, this is just another...
Just a thing, yeah.
Just another study showing that a lot of people are on board with
CEOs
this.
Yeah, okay. CEOs say 30% of them say they'd be seriously thinking of moving a 4-day or 4.5-day work week. So keep the pressure on, people. It's coming up at 6:45. Got your traffic, got some news, got some great buzz tunes on the way.
All right, if your neighbor gave you this proposition, they asked you to do this one thing to your property. Mm-hmm. Now, they would pay for it. They would take care of everything. Would you go along with it? That's coming up on the show.
All right, on the buzz.
Good morning. Coming up at 6:52. Coming up on 7 o'clock. 45 degree to start, 44 NERC. 42 in Dansville. We're going to see close to 60 today. Sunshine, we're good. This is good. Sunshine is good. Plus, you know what else is good? Tickets to Aerosmith. Their Peace Out final concert ever in Buffalo. Coming up next year, next February. I know.
That's going to be huge. We're going to do that today for Jerk or Justified. That's how you can win those tickets.
Okay.
So I have a question for you, and I don't know if you have a second to call us now or reach out to us on Facebook. Message me whenever you do have a second.
What?
How do you find us? Because how do you listen to the show? And if there's anything you miss from the show, how do you seek us out? Because I was at a class at MCC, Scotty.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to the kids there, and they're like, oh, you know, we listen all the time, whatever, especially in the car, whatever.
That's cool.
And whenever we miss the show. And I said, well, do you listen on the smart speaker? Do you listen on your app, the Odyssey app? Do you listen in your car? Where do you?
Right.
And they go, yeah, or YouTube. I go, that's awesome. We're not on YouTube.
No, we're not on YouTube.
I think the kids are like, YouTube. I'm like, nope, we're not there. But it's weird how
this is our 25th year on the radio together.
Yeah.
And for me, like double that almost. And it's always been, I hear you on the radio, and that's it.
Yes.
Now it's like, you know, Alexa, play 98.9 The Buzz. Or, you know, it's like all these different ways to listen
to us.
So
many more ways. So they were saying how their go-to, whenever they miss anything, they go to YouTube to watch it. They want to watch it.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm trying to get a feel.
Would you want that?
Because we, Scotty and I, are like, well, geez, we'll start streaming our show on YouTube if that's the way that you want to find us. Or we'll do the podcast or... Do you like individual episodes? Do you like one big show? Like, what do you want, people?
Yeah. Go ahead. Give us some feedback. We'd love to hear it.
We want to customize this for you.
I mean, obviously, the one and only first way to do it is just to listen here in the mornings between 6 and 10, right? On the radio, 98.9 The Buzz. But if there's any alternatives or ways to catch up with us, how do you do it?
Right. Or the smart speaker, right? Because I don't have a radio in my house. I have a radio, but I usually listen to us, you know, play 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, I was listening. I've got one of those, I don't even know what it's called. It's the Alexa, but it's like the on the wall. And it's like a video screen.
Oh, you're so fancy and high tech in your house.
My wife, of all people.
Oh, my gosh. I love this.
Of all people. Saw one at her girlfriend's house and loves it because it's like the center of everything. There's a calendar on it and the whole package, right?
Your house is like one of those Homorama homes. You got all the fancy gadgets.
it's good for a calendar and a timer, and that's about it. But then I just be like, I come home and I'm like, Alexa, play 98.9 The Buzz, and it plays in my kitchen.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. All right, so let us know.
Yeah. Coming up on 7 o'clock on 98.9 The Buzz, Fazana and Sandy, Stinky Trees for Money, coming up.
Susano and Sandy have been getting up every day at 4 a.m. for the last 24 years. Just to start your day with fun. That's some dedication. Susano and Sandy, every weekday morning here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hi, doing? It's 7:06 on 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning, Scott Susano, Sandy Waters. And it's a case of the stinky tree.
Okay. And we brought this up a little bit earlier this morning, but it was kind of just like a flippant comment. And now I really think, I'm thinking this through a little bit more, and I really think this could play out in somebody's neighborhood.
You really started thinking this through, and your brain didn't be like, no, stop. This is totally unreasonable.
No, this makes perfect sense to me. Yes. So, you know how, okay, so over the past weekend, cherry blossoms just popped. Like, it was just... amazing, right?
Yeah, all the dogwood trees are out. It's just those white, beautiful, They're everywhere.
And they say, actually, this season is going to be one of the worst for allergies. Just like last year was brutal for allergies. And you could already start feeling it now. If you do, 818-2899, this conversation is custom designed for you. If your neighbor asked you to make a specific change to your yard, like, hey, take down that tree that I'm very allergic to, you would pay for it and everything, would you accept?
So if you came to me and said, hey, you know that tree in your yard? It's killing my allergies. Here's $1,000.
Take it down. Or even like in our neighborhood, we have that, oh God, what's the freaking name of that tree? Pear or something tree, where it's like the really stinky, pungent one that some states are outlawing because of the strong smell.
Right.
I have a neighbor across the street. She has one of those trees. And on either side of her, the neighbors on either side of her, that's all you can smell in their yard while that tree is in blossom is that smell. Now, if you really hate that smell, because some people hate it enough to freaking want to outlaw it. Could you tell the neighbor, hey, listen, I'll just pay you. Here, borrow my chainsaw, or I'll take care of it, or somehow just get rid of it.
If you came up to me to ask me that, I'd be like, no.
Now, hold on. Do you really love the tree that much? Do we really have an emotional attachment to our trees in our yard?
It would make me love the tree more.
But it's your neighbor. You're going to start a feud with your neighbor all for what?
No, in about a week or two, it'll be gone so you won't smell it. I'm not going to take that landscaping out of my yard because you don't like the smell for a week.
I totally would.
Really?
I would feel so bad if my next door neighbor was like, oh my gosh, this really tears my week apart, or 2 weeks or whatever, because of my allergies. Here's money. I'll take care of it. Just get rid of your tree. But take the whole thing down. Whatever. Yeah,
it's the curb appeal, you know? When you go to resell your land and there's not that tree there, it's like less of a value. No.
Trees are a pain in the ass sometimes if they get too big.
Don't even tell me about that. Please.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's weird because if you live with trees, lots of trees in your area, you know what a sweet and sour thing it is. I mean, they're such a pain to take care of, but they're prohibitive. I mean,
I'm going to take care of it for you.
You can't afford it.
You have your next door neighbors begging you. Just take it down. What's one tree? What does it matter?
What if it's the only tree? Your yard. You have one tree in your yard.
My only tree. I got two.
Oh,
take my
you got two
trees.
Now. Wow.
If my two trees are causing you discomfort, take them down.
Two
as
trees?
As long as you pay for them. Put another one up.
Couple two trees? I wouldn't. 818-2899. I mean, yeah,
Is there a neighbor that has something in their yard that just drives you insane?
That you could buy away. You could literally hand them money if you had it.
Even if it's like, okay, your next door neighbor has a shoddy fence. Like, I just think of one of our neighbors. I mean, it's a wood fence, and they do not take care of it.
Oh.
If I were to offer them money, I mean, come on. How could they refuse, right?
Isn't that an insult, though? Like, hey, it's ugly. Here's some money. That would cause that would be more of a feud than not saying anything and just bitching behind their back, which is more fun.
You gotta know your fence is ugly. You gotta know. If you're not taking care of it. Are you really that oblivious? Like, you have a back deck that's falling apart. If a neighbor were to come to your front door, show up on your front door and be like, listen, that's all I could see is your shoddy deck and it's an eyesore. Here's money to take care of it. You would say no?
It's a double insult. You're insulting my property and you're paying me to get rid of it? No, screw you. Get away from me, you're my neighbor.
I think you're the only person that would say that.
No way. It's intrusive.
Gosh.
It's brackish. It's bad neighborly thing. You just got to look away. When it comes to a stinky tree, it's just a temporary stink anyway. There's no way.
It's just one tree. Who cares if the neighborhood hates it? Get rid of it. Whatever. I'm not that attached.
It's like, I don't like your child. Can I give you $10,000 and just get rid of your child? Same thing.
It is not the same thing.
Yes,
you
it is. I don't
worst.
Like your dog. Your dog barks too much. Here's $500. Go get one that doesn't bark.
Those are living things.
So are trees.
Not a fence. You are the worst with comparisons. Like, your pool looks like a disaster. I'll pay you.
Here's 10 grand. Go get another pool.
Yeah.
Nobody would ever do that. It's such an obtuse, like, argument. It's just the idea of it.
The idea of it.
No.
Because how many times do you, like, look at your neighbor's house and you wish they would take care of whatever that one thing is? There's all of us have that neighbor that has something in their yard that drives us insane.
Maybe it's because I'm that neighbor.
Good morning, The Buzz. If I give you $500, will you take your tree out for me?
Hey, good morning. This is what my daughter said while I'm taking her to school.
What?
She said, what if it's part of like a pet, you know, something to do with your pet, you know, like a memory, stuff like that. Or, you know, the trees in the centerpiece of your freaking landscape for like a flower, like a memorial garden, something like that.
Right.
Me, I say, hey, I take it down and I freaking plant another one.
Give me the money. I am completely fine with it.
Give me the money and put another one in.
Chances are my landscaping looks like crap anyhow, so it'll better the landscaping. Thank you. You're welcome.
You have a great day.
Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano here. Sandy Waters over there. So it's 7:25 now.
All right. So everything now, if you've been listening for the past 25 years, you know everything about our show is just all in fun. We joke. We have fun. Everything lighthearted, happy, feel good, whateverness. But life does happen. And we like to be real here on Spaziano and Sandy. And I kind of feel like we're all very close friends, right? Like Scotty and I open up about things in our lives, in our relationships.
Yeah, good and bad, yeah.
Yeah, we lean on you and vice versa. So Melissa is on the line, and she wanted to be on with us with James Whitaker because her husband said something to her that totally blindsided her.
Exactly.
Now, if you can relate, if you have a similar story, maybe you can offer up some advice, too, for Melissa.
Sure.
But James is the best. He's on with us every week. He's all about helping people have that right mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very positive. Yeah. So let's go to this.
Melissa, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
I want to thank you for doing this because I know this is very personal and I know it's kind of awkward and weird to go on the air and talk about this. But like I said, there is someone out there listening right now who can totally relate and is totally right there with you.
I know. So this is my story. We still are married for 33 years. 10 months ago, got groceries, came home. He was helping me put them away and said he got an apartment.
Oh.
Yeah. In his defense, I knew that we were struggling. He had mentioned many times, you know, of being unhappy and thinking of leaving, but I never thought that he would actually do it. So it was a complete shock. I had no idea he was looking at apartments, and then it was just boom. He left.
Wow. Yeah.
There's been no mention of divorce. There hasn't been one day that he has left that we have not spoke. But I'm just kind of in this limbo stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the future holds for us.
How open are the lines of communication? Do you feel like you can talk openly and honestly with each other? I know the apartment scenario blindsided you a fair bit, but in all other aspects, do you feel like you have a very good line of communication with each other?
I do, yes. I do. But there are times when I'm afraid to ask him stuff.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
I don't know if I want to know the answer, but...
for sure. I have a rule in relationships and business partnerships. Never let a significant thought go unsaid. So if you've got something significant that you're feeling, you need to initiate a conversation with your husband because so many of these things come back to communication. Like it's really, really important. Perhaps one conversation could give each of you so much clarity in so many different areas. And a lot of the feelings that you have at the moment are as a result of you hanging on to things that you have in the past rather than thinking about the excitement of what things that you could create for the future in the event that you do get separated and divorced. You don't need to rush out and try and find a husband. There is so much freedom that could be created as a result of that, you being able to find yourself and regain your own identity again after 33 years. I mean, I've been married for 6 years and I feel like I've lost my identity fair bit in the process of having kids.
Because you have kids, right? You have kids.
Yes. And right now I feel like I'm starting to come up for air in terms of reconnecting again with who I am. And my wife is doing exactly the same thing. So that is what I would suggest.
Yeah. And when it first happened, I knew that I had to get professional help to deal with it. And I do want to say to anyone that is just starting, I tried four different counselors until wow. I finally found the one that I clicked with. And I just didn't stop. I just kept going one after another until I found her. And she's like my best friend right now. She's a life recovery coach, and she's just really trying to get me to become the best I can be with or without him.
James, I love you. This is why we have you on the air giving advice and not me, because you look at both sides of it in all perspectives. Me, my knee jerk reaction is, oh my gosh, just let him go. If he's going to leave and get his own apartment, he wants the best of both worlds. In my eyes, it's like, well, you can't keep calling me. You left. That's making her not be able to move on. Right? So
for sure. Well, I like the times I feel like I'm treading water or that I'm not living with purpose or with passion, which is very much in this situation that you've just described here, Melissa. It's because you're not clear on who you are and where you want to go. And I can tell straight away you don't have a good answer to either of those questions. So when you're clear on who you are and where you want to go, you know what your values are, and you surround yourself, particularly with a spouse, your spouse should be the primary person who lives in alignment with those values. Mm. And it seems like you have some of those values there, but there are some other things, like the apartment thing's a little unusual. And mm-hmm. I would also be exploring perhaps some of your own behaviors. Are there some things that you have done? Like, is it a, I had interviewed someone recently who said, is it a toxic environment or am I being the one being toxic? And I think in many cases, we do have to take a little bit of responsibility for the situation that we're in. So that can be really useful to do that, but mm-hmm. really start to get clear on your values and who you are, and find out, does this husband that you've had for 33 years, have you just outgrown each other? And now does your relationship enter a new space where you can still have that love and respect for each other, but you're no longer living together. You know, no longer romantically involved. So much of this stuff, we try and really judge ourselves to try and fit in with what everything else in society is doing. And I feel like it's completely unnecessary mm-hmm. and is what brings on so much of that heartache.
I don't know. I'll just have to see. I'm getting there, but I know that I've heard of this happening where people separate for a period of time and they get back together and it's mm-hmm. better than it ever was. So
right. I've been through a divorce and none of this is easy. Especially your situation is even more complex. But it's something that a lot of people are going through and have gone through, and you'll get through it too, I'm sure.
I know. I will.
It seems like each of you having a little bit of alone time, I think it'd be really valuable. You getting outdoors, getting some exercise, getting your heart rate up, and just doing things that bring you joy without waiting for the phone to ring or a message from him.
Right.
Yeah, get out there, because the more you try and immerse yourself in his life at the time he wants space is a time that you're going to force him away.
Oh. So
if you really care about him, you need to pull back a little bit.
Ghost him a couple of days.
You've got this, Melissa.
Well, thank you.
James, thanks for popping in and helping our listeners out. If you ever want to get a hold of us and we can put you with James, we'd love to have you reach out.
And you can find James Whitaker anywhere on social media, James Witt. Now, there's a quiz you can take too, and I don't know if that will help Melissa. Do you think it will, James, that free quiz you have up?
I think it will. WinTheDayQuiz.com. It'll show you exactly what your strengths and weaknesses are and how you need to show up in the world.
Okay. I'll take that quiz.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Good luck, Melissa. We love you.
Thank you.
Take care, Melissa. Keep us in the loop.
Bye, Melissa. Thanks.
818-2899. If you've been through it, if you have advice for Melissa, that's why she came on the air. She's open for advice.
Yeah. Tough, man. 33 years. Like,
out of nowhere.
Blindsided, right?
Helping you out.
Irony on a Monday morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz.
Appropriate, Scott.
I know, right? Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
818-2899. If you've ever been through a divorce, we need your help. So Melissa was just on the air with us. She was on with James Whitaker. James Whitaker is, he's our expert that helps people have the right mindset, the Win the Day podcast is his podcast. Yeah. So Melissa's like, I want to talk to him because I want to see what he says about my husband of 33 years all of a sudden out of the blue saying, hey, I got my own apartment. And James gave fantastic advice. So if you know somebody or you yourself are going through a relationship issue, mm-hmm. it'll be on the podcast, Spisano and Sandy. But what do you, I mean, hearing her story.
There's something missing in my mind in this story. And I think it's communication is what it sounded like. When you boil it all down to the maple syrup, it sounded like there's never been a direct line of communication.
Yeah, but we could all say that. Like, does every divorce is... So if you look back, if you reflect, because you've been divorced, right? If you reflect back, could you say every divorce is because of lack of communication?
No. But in this scenario, well, I mean, communication was there. There's compatibility is the other C word. And there's another C word, but I can't say it. But there's like, it's like a, to me, like, it seems like there was too much holding on and not letting go in this scenario with her. And I'm not criticizing it at all. I just can see it. I can see how that happens. Because that's one of the stages of divorce where you don't want it to happen, even though you probably think it should.
Oh, you think she should let go then?
Yeah.
See, that was my, that was my knee-jerk reaction too. Just drop it. Fine. Goodbye.
And then, you know,
cold turkey, but that's easier said than done, well, I guess.
It is doing, yeah. You've never been through it. It's way easier said than done. Good morning, Nabaz. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So what do you say?
So I called you a couple of years ago. I had my husband that I married. Mm-hmm. He got arrested on the way to the reception.
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
We remember.
Yeah. That's kind of like one of those things you can't.
So
forget.
You would give Melissa some really good advice then, because you've kind of been in a crazy situation yourself.
Yeah. I mean, if she feels like there's something worth fighting for, then fight for it. If she doesn't feel like it's there, just let it go.
Yeah.
You know, usually for divorce, but.
How do you let it go, though? Like, I think it's because that
you
is
don't.
It's
you, you
almost
can.
Bothering me. I'm getting Mama Bear protective over Melissa, because here it is. She tore her heart apart by saying, after 33 years, I'm out. I have an apartment. And then he keeps calling her. He's not allowing her to breathe and just be.
Yeah, well, then I think he still has something there.
Oh.
Yeah, he does, but then why did he move out? I mean, that goes back to the communication part, right? There's got to be more there.
Maybe it's a midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah, sure, right. Could be.
Okay, so this...
There's another C word. Buy a Corvette.
Oh, there you go. So this Facebook message, stay on with us if you have time, because this Facebook message just came in and says, I feel for Melissa. I was there too. My husband one morning said he was moving out. Found out there was another woman 10 years younger than me.
Oh, okay.
I'm so much better without him. Tell Melissa to stay strong and think of herself.
Yeah. I mean, really, you have to protect yourself in this day and age. You have to really sure you're okay.
And you have to practice letting go in, like, in order to when the big having to let go happens, it's hard. Even though you know it's right, the right thing to do, there's a familiarity to it, which, you know, is not necessarily good, but it's familiar. And that's the hard part.
What was the one thing you did or told yourself? Because here you are, you're on your wedding day, and Scotty, you've been through a divorce. What was the one thing that you told yourself that helped you say, yes, okay, I'm going to move on? Was there something you did, something you said to yourself?
I mean, at the time, I was like, I don't know why this is happening. But now it's like, you know, once I found out, like, he shouldn't be around kids, that was it.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cut and dry for you. Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like right now in my work situation, I'm like, it is what it is. Everything is going to be fine. Look on the bright side.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a continuous thing of, you know, you have to kind of, you know, be positive to yourself.
Stay on the world that's revolving, right? Stay in that one place and let things just evolve. That's all you can do, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And like, look at the little things in life that are going right for you. Instead
that's
of
good.
Focusing on what's going wrong.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
That's awesome advice.
Thanks so much for the call.
And again, thank you. Again, if anybody is going through it or you know somebody who is, that will be a podcast with James Whitaker on Spisano and Sandy. But
But
anyone separate and get back together? Because that's what Melissa said too in our conversation. Does that happen? Do you separate, go your separate ways, and then get back together?
Didn't happen in my world.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jerk or justified.
Oh boy. I love it when the things happen to you and you're like, hey, that's a good jerk or justified.
This scenario has played out so many times in your life. If you drive a vehicle, then this has happened to you.
Yeah, really.
And the awkwardness of what happens after the fact. Okay, so first, Aerosmith tickets, Peace Out Farewell Tour, February 2025, right, Scotty, in Buffalo?
Yeah, man. The tickets are on sale Friday. It's going to be their final concert.
And you can win tickets if you're the first person to call in. But we're taking more than just one call. But if you're the first
First one through gets the tickets,
yeah. Okay. So 818-2899. So I was driving in into the Grease Target parking lot. Now, you know how, and I don't know if you've been at the Grease Target in the mall at Grease Ridge. It's like a, where the Target sits, it's their parking lot. But then there's the big parking lot that nothing ever happens except if they set up like a... the RV show or something. It's just this
big massive, giant parking lot,
right? And everybody always cuts through that parking lot, comes into the Target parking lot, so you know, through the lanes, you know what I mean? So I'm in the Target parking lot and this car does just that, whips through, and almost, Scott, it was like a near miss.
Really?
Almost slammed right into my passenger side of my vehicle.
So this is when someone's diagonally cutting through all across the where the people are supposed to be parking, but there's no cars there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. Like it was one of those moments where it's like, oh my God. And you just stop and you just take a breath. Okay. So then, and they did a big circle around because they near missed me and then went around in a big circle. Okay. So we so happen to park right next to each other with a dead space in between us. So we're now getting out of our cars. And of course, I'm giving them the eye like, what the hell? You almost just killed me over there. Looks over at me. Goes into the store.
Doesn't say a word.
When you are that car, now we all make mistakes. We all cut through the lanes and we all like, you know, accidentally, holy crap, I shouldn't have done that because we're cutting through the parking spaces. But to get out of your car, look the person in the eye, dead straight in the eye that you almost crashed into, and just walk away. Don't you feel like there needs to be a conversation there? Like a, oh, I'm sorry.
So you want to consider this person a jerk for not saying anything, right?
Doesn't that person need to apologize in some way? Yes. I was very tempted to follow him, but I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
What are you going
to
do, right?
I don't know what's going to happen.
818-2899, jerk justified. I don't think.
And what would you do?
No, I wouldn't say anything.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't?
No.
You just almost slammed into a car. You park right next to them.
After a near miss, and then you see the person, I wouldn't say anything.
Oh, I would feel terrible.
I wouldn't. They could only make it worse.
Accidentally cut into somebody into traffic, right. Cut in front of somebody, and then you all of a sudden both are at the red light together. Don't you look over and be like, I am so sorry.
Nope. I'm so embarrassed. I just want to like curl up and shrink up and disappear.
Well, I call you a jerk then.
But it's still justified to not say anything.
Jerk or justified.
Hi, the boss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jerk or justified to just like, after a near miss, you pull up alongside someone, you get out of the car, you don't say anything. Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Yeah. But would you say something, really?
I wouldn't have gone right up to the window, but I would have like waited and just say it, you know, lip it. So
like,
they could see it, you know, sorry.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like when you like shrug your shoulder, you're like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
First of all, dude was like dumb to park near you anyway. I would have parked like in Batavia if I was at Eastview Mall.
I know. I'd be like, never mind.
No, I would have been gone.
I'll skip the shopping trip today.
After the near miss, I would have been gone.
I'll come back later.
But just to not say anything, it's okay. All right. You say jerk? All right. That's cool. Yep. Jerk it is. And guess what? You've got tickets to the Aerosmith concert. They're coming to the... Yes. Aerosmith Peace Out Tour, February of 2025 at KeyBank Center, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster. Congrats. Can you hold?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, stay right there. Wow. I don't know. What do you say? Hi, The Buzz. Is it a jerk or justified to not say anything?
I kind of say it's justified just because I get so embarrassed if I do something.
Right. That's what I feel like, too. Who's this?
It's Caitlin.
Oh, Aflac Caitlin from Fairport. What's going on? How are you? Yeah, I feel the same way. Not necessarily justified, like you're supposed to run into someone almost and then not say anything. But I wouldn't say anything.
Now you know. Next time that happens, you're seen as a jerk. I know you're embarrassed. We're all embarrassed when we do an oopsies. Well, but
I know I'm seen as a jerk, but at least I don't have to talk to someone and have them yell at me.
I know, right?
Even though, like, I might have just not been paying attention.
That is true. Nobody ever likes to get yelled at.
Right.
Especially as a grown adult.
Yelled at.
Okay, so we're tied right now, then.
Yes, we are.
Right. A hung jury.
Caitlin, good to hear from you again. Thank you.
You too.
Okay, bye. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Is it jerk or is it justified?
Jerk.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he was a jerk for pulling up next to Sandy and not moving somewhere else, and then he wouldn't even have to have a conversation. Right?
He probably didn't intentionally pull up, you know, next to me, but then probably when he pulled in, he looked over and he was like, oh crap.
And that's when I would have moved.
Yeah. Like I said.
So now, would you have followed him in? I was so tempted to follow him. And
really?
Like,
yeah, I think I would have.
And you would have said something. What would that have done? Really? What good will that have done?
Nothing.
Right?
But.
Just make it worse.
I would have,
like, I wanted to just be like, don't you have something to say to me? Don't you?
Really?
Like, yeah, like school him like a kindergartner.
Oh my God, no. In this day and age, this is when you get like, no.
I know. That's why I did it.
All right. Sounds good. We got a verdict.
The verdict is jerk.
Yeah.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
So awkward. I don't think I've done that. I remember the last time I did like accidentally cut somebody off. Mm-hmm. And it was like right at the stoplight. And I didn't, obviously it wasn't on purpose.
Well, the chances are you're not intentionally trying to crash into somebody, unless you're one of those punks who is stealing cars. You know, for the most part, we're all humiliated and embarrassed.
Well,
but that doesn't mean you can't say, oh my gosh, I am so sorry.
I made the mistake. I looked over. I'm like, hey, sorry, man. He got out of his car, went to his trunk and got a giant pipe out and then hoisted it up and like he was going to hit my car with it.
Oh,
that's why
my God.
I don't say a thing. Remember? Remember that guy got out of his car?
I didn't realize it was because you cut him off and then tried to say I'm sorry.
I didn't think I cut him off, but he came right around me. He's like, rah, 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 like this.
Oh, my God.
And I looked over at him. I'm like, oh, sorry, you know, like that. And he got out of his car and attempted to attack me. So,
oh, no wonder why you're so triggered by this.
Yep. Nope. Nope. I'm parking in Batavia. Okay.
Okay. So if you ever have a jerker justified scenario that you would like us to discuss on the show, feel free, 818-2899. Tomorrow we have more Aerosmith tickets to give away, too.
Yeah, morning, 8:34. It's Monday. It's sunny. It's going to be 44 now, but close to 60 today. Can I just say good morning to Angela and the crew at the Scottsville Post Office? Listen, every single morning, we get their morning going, and I appreciate she had called for the Aerosmith tickets. It didn't get through in time, but hi, Angela.
Oh, my God, how sweet. Thank you so much.
I know. Thank you for holding. Poor thing. She's like, I thought I won the... I'm like, sorry. I told her because we're too cheap to hire a producer, the phones automatically go on hold.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, that's how it is.
That's how it is. Yeah. You know, 25 years of producers and stuff, and now where are we?
Yeah, we used to have a team of many, and now it's just whittled down to just us.
Just us. Yeah, thanks, COVID. Appreciate
but, you know, if you have been listening all 25 years or a good chunk of that, we truly do appreciate you. Oh, I mean, we are celebrating our 25th anniversary this year.
Like I say, you keep us employed by listening. Thank you.
And we were thinking about, I don't know, trickling back in some of the things we used to do on the air that we haven't done. Like those little... I don't know.
Bits. They're fun. They're participatory. That's what we got.
Whoa,
What was that? It's weird. So, that wasn't even my phone. No.
Whoa, was it the computer?
I don't know. Maybe.
It must have been. It happened on Friday, too, at this time. What timer goes off at this?
It's not I don't know.
This time in the morning.
So, we were talking, like, was the last week we were talking about some of the bits we did, like, Make Your Mama Mad, which I thought was hilarious.
Okay, that's the one you're voting for.
I do love that
one. But see, now there's there's so many more layers to this whole legal whateverness. But I did text our boss about Make Your Mama Mad, if we can do that one again.
And they were like,
you know what I like?
What?
No, he said he's going to work on it.
Oh,
but you know what I like? Mm. And it wasn't too long ago we used to do Liar, Liar. Remember Liar, Liar?
Barely.
Oh, God. Anybody remember that? So I was going through my Google Photos looking for a picture of my dad I wanted to share with him. But I stumbled upon the video of our Liar, Liar.
And wait, how did that work? What did we do?
Oh, my God. It was so funny to watch. And this is before, like, social media really blew up. So our videos really... We would each say that we brought in an item into the studio, and then listeners would call up and try to guess which one of us is lying. So remember the one time you're like, oh, I brought in my blower.
My backpack blower. Yes, my leaf blower.
Right, and I'm like, no, I brought in a hockey stick. And then listeners will interrogate us and try to determine which one's lying. And then you set off your freaking leaf blower.
I started it up. It was gas-powered. I started it right in the studio.
I can still smell. You pointed it right at my face,
I did.
I can still smell the gasoline. But anyhow, I don't know. I thought that was kind of fun.
Let's do Liar, Liar again. That doesn't involve legal.
Right, yeah, that's something that we can just do.
I got calls, 818-2899. Hello?
The booty call.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, booty call. Remember
what
that?
What was it? That was when with the one person would call up, and then we would try to get the other person out of work for a booty call, right?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or anything, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm marking that one down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did anybody hit on that yet? Was that the first person?
You were the first person to bring up that
memory.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that we did that. Did you ever participate? Is that why you remember it so vividly?
No, I'm ADD, ADHD, and I remember stuff.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
I thought you just were waiting for your spouse to give you a booty call, and that's why. Okay. Well, oh, my gosh. We so appreciate you for listening all these years.
Who's this? What's your name?
Steve Parisi.
Oh, it's Steve Parisi. Oh, okay, Steve. Hey, I didn't recognize your phone sounded different. Steve, take it easy, man. Thanks so much for the call, brother. You think anybody who works for the IRS is singing that song? I want you to want me.
Oh.
I want you. I want you to want one. I need you to need me. Inside of United Buzz. This is
no, absolutely. Did you find out yet, by the way?
Yes. What?
You're a tax guy.
What about my tax guy?
You said you weren't even sure, and it was on Thursday when I asked
you. Oh, yeah, it's all taken care of. Thank you, my wife. Thank you.
Okay, okay, so we're all set?
Yeah.
Do we like the outcome?
No.
Okay, very good.
Oh, yeah. Y'all loved it. Oh, it's fantastic. Can't wait to do it again.
Well, some people are like, yeah, I didn't have to owe that much, or yeah, I got a refund.
No, I just want someone to call me up and tell me, who do I talk to get, like, all the best tax loops? All the legal loopholes. I just want one, like, one-stop shop. Here's my story. Here's the situation. Go ahead. Dig deep. Ask me anything. AMA. Ask me anything.
I know.
Right?
I almost am like, well, the tax preparer should know all that. But sometimes you don't feel like they're doing all they can. Because
no,
you're like, wait a minute. How do I? That's not possible.
You just want to be like, hey, did you ever think about the right? Or it's like, did you ever think? Have you ever done that? Like, keep asking me. Ask me more. Ask me more. More.
Listen,
more.
My husband and I don't even make a lot of money. Like, when you hear people go, we owe a lot, you think, oh, well, you're rich.
No.
No, we make a very modest amount.
No.
And we're like, holy heck. Okay, just dip into my pockets. That's fine. I have nothing to save for.
If we missed out on our, what was the conversation last week with Jill Schlesinger? She talked taxes.
Oh, yes. That's on the podcast.
Yeah.
So on the podcast, Spisano and Sandy, you can look it up that way, or The Breakfast Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is right there from the show, like from the show today. Melissa's heartbreaking.
Wore her heart on the sleeve with James Whitaker this morning. Yeah,
she was. So if you've been through a divorce, you're going to want to listen back to today. The Jerker Justified from this morning, when the guy almost crashes into you and doesn't even apologize, and Scott's victory lap that he took this weekend. All that is on the podcast, and it's like the full show, but they're all chapter marked, so you can scroll
up, go through.
Yeah, jump right through the podcast.
Yeah,
it's all right there for you.
It's coming up at 9 o'clock. You know what that means.
Less than 6 minutes away from 98 minutes of commercial-free music. All in a row. 98.9 The Buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.